Well, as Americans argue over Donald Trump's idea of building a wall between the US and Mexico, drug traffickers have been busy digging. In fact, they've dug the longest cross-border drug trafficking tunnel ever. And they filled it with a cache of drugs, including 2 tons of cocaine and 7 tons of marijuana. US federal authorities have just discovered the 730-metre-long tunnel running from Tijuana to San Diego, complete with a ventilation system, lights and an elevator. Here's US Attorney for the Southern District of California, Laura Duffy, announcing the find.
I believe this to be the longest tunnel that we've discovered in this district to date. It zigzags from Mexico into the United States. I think it's fair to say that few would suspect that traffickers were moving multi-ton quantities of cocaine and marijuana in this very unassuming way, in full view of the world around them, with really nothing more than a 3-foot hole.
Well, 6 people have now been arrested for those antics. US federal agents say this is the largest tunnel find and it is the longest. Oh, that while it's the largest tunnel find, it is not the only one. In fact, it's the 13th drug smuggling tunnel to appear in California since 2006. Alejandro Hope is a drug policy analyst and security editor at the Mexico City-based news site El Daily Post, and he joins me now. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
Look, this is such an incredible story to hear from Australia. I know that they're not, these tunnels aren't uncommon, but why has this particular one shocked US authorities?
Well, it's particularly, this is an issue of size. This is a particularly long tunnel, and it is a sophisticated tunnel. It has ventilation, it has electric, it has electricity, and it is used as others to move particularly bulky drugs. Tunnels started mostly as a contraption for to help the marijuana trade. Why marijuana? Because marijuana has it is really bulky. You're moving many, many tons. Whereas we'd say heroin, you're moving kilos. So this was mostly used for marijuana. But once you have it, you can use it for pretty much anything else. And that's why they might have also found 2 tons of cocaine down there.
How are these tunnels, particularly the one that, as it was described, is the length of over 8 football fields, how are they able to be built without detection?
Well, they have engineers. They have skilled engineers. They have a skilled workforce that is very experienced in doing that type of work. They also use the drainage. They use the sewage system as a way to get in and out of the tunnel, or some tunnels. So it requires very patient work. A tunnel that size was probably built over several months.
Over how many months did you say?
I would say at least 10 months.
At least 10 months, right. And so, I mean, the engineers are brought in, so clearly this has, it's a complex operation. How much do these sorts of tunnels cost?
Very hard to say, but the figures are probably in a couple of $1 million, US dollars.
Right, and this one had lights and ventilation and a lift, an elevator. So, you know, they're built to last by the sound of it.
Well, yes, I mean, this is the thing. Once you have this, a tunnel of this size, it paints itself very quickly. A couple of loads that you move back and forth are probably almost enough to pay for it. 2 tons of cocaine worth probably $60 billion. So once they're on the U.S. side. So that kind of explains. It is also important to understand that tunnels are not the only way to move drugs across the border. The methods are ludicrously diverse, from really semi-high-tech methods such as the use of drones to really low-tech solutions such as catapults.
Really? Is this in planning or is this happening?
No, it is happening. It has happened many times over. And But over the, probably the most used method is simply to blend the drug trade with illicit trade. I mean, Mexico and the U.S. Move $2 billion worth of merchandise every single day across the border. And millions of people cross back and forth every single day. The Tijuana-San Diego border is probably the most active port of entry in the world. So the easiest way is to simply blend in. They will use hideouts within inside cars to put the drugs. They will use mules in several different ways. That's probably the most common use. Tunnels might actually be on the way out. I mean, as a former drug trade, to the extent that the U.S. legalizes marijuana, Mexican marijuana export will probably decline. Mm. And as such, the usefulness of building these large structures, large complex structures, will probably be much less.
Thank you for bringing us up to date. I wonder if they've heard about the plans for the Canadians to legalize it. Thank you very much for joining us, Alejandro.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Alejandro Hope, a drug policy analyst and at the Mexico City-based news site El Daily Post.